Going to turn to our Bible reading. Going to turn to our Bible reading. Apologies for the pause, but I have two in front of me, and I'm a man between two places. Do I go for this one, or do I go for that one, or do I try and do both? And I'm looking at the clock. I was looking at John 21, and I was saying to Brian earlier, as I was looking at it, something was familiar about it. And then I looked at my diary, and I realised why it was familiar, because Dave Redbond spoke to us from it 2 weeks ago. And I can't do justice as he did. But that doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't want to bring it to our minds again. Yes, we're going to read it. The other one was Exodus, because I was thinking of Moses. And part of what I was thinking, when I was reading it, I thought, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Moses made excuses. I've said John 21, and so that's where we're going to start. That's not where my Bible's open to, but that's where we're going to start. So John 21, verse 1, and probably 1 to 14. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter said. He told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not recognize it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord! As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it's the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment about him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard, dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, gave thanks, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he had been raised from the dead. We'll just have a word of prayer before I bring some thoughts from the passage. Father, we thank you that you are in the business of transforming, of reviving and healing our society. And Lord, for me, that third verse in our public square, not every village, not every town has one, but we do. It seems so important, so coming home to each one of us to recognize that we have a responsibility to carry the torch, to light the way for those around us to see your good works, to see you at work, and to see that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, as we look to your word, we pray that anything that is not of you, that it will fall to the ground, that our ears, our minds will not take any note of it. It will be forgotten. But that is of you, Lord, we pray that you, despite me, would come forth, that you would speak to each and every one of our hearts, that when we go out from here, we do go out different because we have met with you, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to meet our every need. And we pray from your word today that you would be touching our lives and building us up afresh to be salt in a needy world, to be light in the darkness. In Jesus we pray. Amen. I was looking earlier at the life of Moses, and it was the story of the burning bush and different occasions that Moses, being called of God to rescue the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he was coming up with all sorts of excuses. I can't speak very well. I fled from Egypt because I'd slaughtered an Egyptian. He was doing wrong to one of your people. In chapter 3, which is where the meeting with him at the burning bush comes in, and then verse 11, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And then later he uses all sorts of reasons that he can't speak very quick. He's not very good at speaking. I turned to the wrong part of the passage for that. Yes, he would make excuses, and in the end, God sent Aaron with Moses to proclaim freedom and to take them out, but to turn back to the passage that we read, which I should have left open. The phrase that I've got for it was, "I'm going fishing." The disciples had had the loss of Jesus. Jesus had come and seen. This was now a third occasion that he'd met with the disciples. And it was as though wherever they were, he was meeting them where they were. And for Peter and these other disciples, they'd gone back to what they knew. They'd had 3 years going around with Jesus, learning and being in various places. But now they'd gone back to what they knew. They went back to going fishing. And the passage, Jesus meets with them and says, "Have you've been out all night? Have you got anything?" "No, we haven't got anything. We're empty." Well, Jesus tells them to fish on the other side, on the right side. These were seasoned fishermen. Surely they knew which was the best side to fish on. But when Jesus is involved, they get such a great catch of fish that they cannot contain. But the other miraculous factor about it is the net doesn't break. And Jesus, when he called the disciples, said, "I'm calling you to be fishers of men." Here they've gone back to catching fish. And later, after this incident and the time, just another aspect of it, and really they're just fleeting things. When they caught the fish and when they brought them ashore, there is that situation, the fire, the food that's already there. But Jesus doesn't leave it at that. He says, "Bring some of the catch that you have caught." And Jesus involves them in the feeding. Not only are they participating in receiving, but they are bringing that has been brought. And you and I have that opportunity to bring that we have, that the Lord has done for us. We are here, and the nature of the life of the church is that the baton is passed on from generation to generation, and we need to pick up that baton and go with it. For the disciples here, there was this going back to fishing, there was the recognition of not picking up. They toiled all night to no event, yet a word from the Lord and their catch is full. Everything that was lost was now gained. And the Lord can do that for us. Being conscious of time and having had too many songs, hymns, and yet to have another one, just really want to leave you with that sort of thought. The thought from Moses of saying, "Who am I to be able to do what you're asking?" But when God asks us to do something, he gives the ability. if we're doing something God hasn't asked us to do, the disciples out fishing, they catch nothing. Our efforts are in vain. But when they do what he calls them to do, fish on the right side of the boat, they catch a net full that in normal case would break the net. In this case, it didn't. Just a couple of thoughts to leave with you from Scripture. Let's just close in prayer. And I think I will say grace now. We may well be saying it later, but just in case we don't, we'll conclude with that. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you that we have heard you calling all to leave and follow you. Yes, we've felt you personally drawing with compulsion lives to win. We want to hearken your invitation to hear the music of God's grace and let the peace of God's salvation fill our souls and love embrace. Lord, we thank you that you call us as you did the disciples. You called them from fishing for fish to be fishers of men. And then when you had gone back to glory, you met them there when they'd gone fishing again. And you didn't leave them with an empty net. You gave them a full net of fish. And you gave them a job to do. And you empowered them and you enabled them. And you didn't say, go off and do it on your own. You said, I will be with you. I will direct you. Lord, we thank you that you do that with us. There are times we're not sure of the way. We're not sure quite how to do things. Sometimes we're like Moses and we want to give excuses. I'm slow. I'm not eloquent. I've got a speech impediment. I'm better off in the background. I'm no good at the front. But Lord, we ask that you would take our broken pieces, that you would make them whole, and that you would make them something beautiful for you. We thank you for this opportunity of being in your house. Lord, we were reminded earlier that the roots of the fellowship here were traced back to 1690 in David's ministry here. He'd researched it back to that. And so it's 300 plus years that you've had a witness in this community here. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask that we would be able to continue to hold that witness and that others would know you and come to faith in you because of the witness here. Lord, we pray for those in Marmai, Lord, that you would continue your touch upon them. For us, as we have fellowship around the table, we ask your blessing upon the food that we will be eating and upon our time of fellowship. So, Lord, for that we will have before us to eat, we ask your blessing upon it, that you would bless us in the eating of it and the fellowship around the table. We ask these things to bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus we pray. Amen.